war by another name. With the rapid strikes and seizures of Iraqi territory by the Islamic State, commonly known as ISIS, the West, given a splendid pretext by the horrific decapitations of two journalists, is mounting a counterattack, if only by air. So far, no Western state has yet announced the deployment of ground troops. Why are they there? They claim that ISIS is a threat to their homelands, surely a stretch by any honest measure. For ISIS has, according to most accounts, 20,000 troops, at best, according to some sources, 10,000. According to the International Institute for Strategic Studies, Iraq has 247,000 active troops, well over 20 times ISIS's troop strength. ISIS has no air force, nor navy, nor tanks, except those left behind in Iraqi bases by their fleeing troops. How then is ISIS an imminent threat to the U.S., not to mention the West? They have an aggressive and able armed force. But how could they roust Iraqi troops so easily, unless Iraqis had little to fight for in the first place? Truth is, it's hard to fight for a puppet. And although former Prime Minister Nouri Kamel al-Maliki is no longer in power, a U.S. puppet still runs Iraq. The real reason U.S. troops withdrew from Iraq had nothing to do with the Iraqi people. It withdrew because al-Maliki refused to sign a so-called Status of Force Agreement, a pact granting U.S. troops total immunity for any action committed on Iraqi lands. Any action? The idea is breathtaking. Even a puppet couldn't bear it. And now, to protect their puppet state, the U.S. bombs Iraqi targets described as ISIS hotspots. But bombs are weapons of war, not tools of peace. Call it what you will, it's still war. From imprisoned nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.